Welcome back to Fitter Talk. This is your host, Curtis Oldie. And once again, we're going to do break time, but we're going to call this our Christmas special because we're working on getting some more interviews. I had one lined up for the Women Trades Conference that was done here a few weeks ago, but that'll be coming up. But it's just going to be pretty much Craig and I sitting down here tonight. So with that, Craig, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good deal. You brought in some sourdough, so how's our Hicks and Fixin' doing?
It's doing fine. It got fed Saturday, Sunday. Four loaves were made today, and what wasn't used went back in the refrigerator until I need it again.
All right. Well, when you take a piece of him out, or however that works, does he have to stay out a certain long before you start incorporating him into the rest of your dough, or how does that process work?
What I do is I get it out. I've got a half-gallon jar, and I leave about an inch and a half of sourdough starter in there. But it's been in the refrigerator, so I'll feed it. And I'll feed it, normally it says 8 to 10 hours, and usually I'll feed it twice before I use it. And so that jar's pretty much full after I feed it, so I take out what I need. And just what I don't use, I leave about, like I said, an inch and a half or so in the jar and put it back in the refrigerator, and it's good for a week. And if I don't use it every week, I'll feed it at least once or twice every week.
Okay. Now, we were talking a little bit about Irish history, so you got me thinking here. As long as sourdough's been around, how did they do that the days before refrigeration? They put them in a cellar, or how'd that work?
I don't really know. I know I was reading somewhere. Oh, I know what it was. There's a guy that does a YouTube out of Oklahoma, Cowboy Kent Rollins. He does cowboy cooking.
Okay.
And he does a quick start of sourdough with potatoes, but he said back in the day a lot of them did that because on the chuck wagon, if it gets cold, too cold, it can kill your starter.
Oh, okay.
So he does a quick start, but I honestly don't know how they do it. I know you got to, I think if you get it too hot, it would probably die, but if it got too cold, it would. So I keep it in the refrigerator, and I've had no problem with it. So I can't answer your question.
It's kind of like coral. It can get too hot or it can get too cold, so you got to.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. I know I was watching a show and they were talking about bringing coral life back because of the ocean temperatures mm-hmm. coming up, which is a whole other subject. So tonight, last night of class, we're getting ready for Christmas break. So how's class going tonight?
All the guys took their test, their master mechanical practice test. I think they were all out of here by 7:15-ish. They needed a 75 or above, and I think the lowest grade was about an 82, and I think the highest was a 96. So everybody's passed the class. So about a third of them are going to keep their books and actually go to the third-party proctor and take the test themselves. So hopefully they'll do good.
Is that something that's already been scheduled, or has it got to be scheduled yet?
They have to schedule it on their own and go take the test, and if Chris has told them if they pass it, training center will reimburse them for it. So, like I said, about a third of the guys kept their books, and we're going to go take it. So, we've had good results up till now, so hopefully it'll keep going that way.
Okay. Because did they change that code, or we changed the way we use the code, or what's changed on that code? We may have talked about it already, but I was thinking something was different on that from when I used to do the Experior test.
When we were dealing with another, I think it was Prometrics Experior, yeah. They've changed names so many times. Good. Marty got us set up so as a training center so they could come down here and test the apprentices here. But since they quit doing it, this new company, Pearson View, they are pretty strict on how they do it. You have to go to their locations. You sit in a cubicle with a camera watching you. They are a lot more strict on how they administer the test. So, but like I said, I think of all the guys that we've sent out there, we've only had one guy fail, and he told Chris he was in a hurry. He had to go to a baby party or something. He only had 45 minutes to an hour to take the test and just ran through it. And
yeah.
That's been the only failure so far.
And how has that test changed? Is it pretty universal now with most municipalities?
Most of them are accepting it. It's funny, the Pearson View people have taken a lot of the stuff out of it. There are no service-related questions anymore. There's no OSHA questions. There are no ductwork questions to speak of as far as sizing ductwork. It's strictly out of the two code books. or the code book and the fuel gas code. So they've cleaned it up a lot. So maybe that's one of the reasons we're getting pretty good results. Don't know.
Okay. Well, that's one of those things. I think I either need to update it because I lost my test scores from Prometrics. So I'm sure it's out there somewhere. I think I misplaced it while moving. And
great.
May look at redoing that here at some point. So
there you go.
But it's a little slow night. Your guys are gone. We've got a few other classes out. I just let my guys out. We were learning about some hydronics and so forth. So what do you got planned over Christmas break here? We got, what do we got, 3 weeks? Does that sound right? I should have probably looked that up.
We got 3 weeks. Don't have a lot of plans. Got a big crowd. Got a crowd coming to my house Christmas Day. 2 days after that, I'm getting my right hand surgery on it to fix my messed up thumb.
What's wrong with your thumb?
I got bone on bone, so
okay.
They're going to fix it, and I get to wear a cast for 5 weeks, so I can't move a thumb. So I've been I'm right-handed, so I've been practicing everything else in life left-handed, yeah. And we won't go into that.
All right. Well, they're gonna fix your thumb so you can hitchhike?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had what they called it trigger thumb, but it got kicked by a calf, and you'll see that I'll pull it up like that, but
ooh.
They went through, did all kinds of different things to that thing, and it's still not right. It is what it is. So,
I've been having to eat pain pills at nights just to sleep, so I'm looking forward to it. I am and I'm not. So,
no, the biggest thing is, so anybody that meets me, if you see me, sometimes I'll pull my thumb back if I go up to shake somebody's hand because I got to pull it back, otherwise my thumb's in the way. So, the things we do as we get older.
Exactly.
You kick off the new group when you get back from Christmas break?
Christmas break, we'll start a new group on Monday night. I think there's 14 fifth-year guys. These are the guys that have been in foreman training this semester.
Okay.
And I've just got one class, so we'll have 14 guys. So starting over again. So
Groundhog Day.
There you go.
Now, I think I'll actually be off this next week, and then I crank it back up because we start an OSHA 10 class, which is actually a pipe fitter 12-hour safeties, I guess what we'll call it.
There
so
you
we
go.
Got, I think we got somewhere around 25 or 27 first-year apprentices that have been signed on since 1st November or when we got done, actually probably 1st of August since we got done with started our last OSHA 40 class. And they got to go through that OSHA 10 to get within 6 months, I believe, of being hired. So it'll be a group of first years that get hired on as well as some pre-apprentices. So those guys will go through that, try to hit it this time because we'll have another OSHA class probably in June then. So
you'll stay busy.
Staying after it.
Yeah.
So get done with that. And then actually, when you come back to class, I'll be at the MCA Safety Conference. Me and Patrick are going to go down for that, so it'll be fun learning about what changes and policies are coming up with OSHA.
Where's that at?
Or safety. That's actually going to be in Tucson.
Ooh, nice and warm.
Hopefully it's nice and warm. Last year we went to San Diego, and everybody talked about how great it was going to be in San Diego, and nothing against San Diego, but it was cold and wet. And I think because of it being cold and wet, a lot of the people that would probably camped out on the piers and stuff like that. We're up around all the buildings, so it made things interesting when you're walking back from Petco Park. So.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
But no, that'll be interesting. And then since we're talking about stuff coming up the next semester, the week of the 29th, we're going to be myself and Dwayne, who teach the Maglev class at Ann Arbor, are going to be taking the Train the Trainer course for Turbo course, so we can start being certified instructors at ITP for TurboCore as OEM instructors.
That's great.
A lot of things coming up and staying busy.
Sounds like it.
My Christmas isn't going to be too, other than teaching school, but kids are coming over, and that's about all I got going on for Christmas anyway. So let's talk about some things coming up. I went ahead and brought my labor beacon, and since Pat's not with me, he's usually the one I kind of get to do this, and hopefully we get Pat back on here sometime. We're going to see him here in a couple weeks, so we'll talk about that. But Polar Plunge is coming up at Longview Lake. Looks like Saturday, January 27th. Check-in's at 10, so if anybody wants to get a hold of that, you know, reach out to the business office. There's a retirement seminar coming in April the 6th. That's going to be at the hall. 9 o'clock. I would say get with the hall on that one as well. Did you ever go through one of those?
I did them. They used to do them at out the firefighters' place. Yeah, I went to several of them. They were worthwhile. They really were. They talked about when you should apply for Social Security and when you shouldn't and all that good stuff. But, yeah, there was some worthwhile stuff being dished out. If you're thinking about retiring in the next 2-3 years, it's probably worth your time to go.
Yeah, I went to one here a couple years ago, probably a little premature. But, yeah, I would say probably if you get close to that 5 years, probably be a good time, especially when we start seeing, like, changes in the stock market and you want to make sure you get your pension where it needs to be. So, but yeah, they'll go over topics included will be the UA national pension, retiree health insurance, local pension, local defined contribution, Social Security, estate planning. And I know when I went to that one, what was really interesting as well that a lot of us don't think about is estate planning and making sure you got a will in place and all that good stuff. So those are certainly some things to definitely keep in mind when you go through that.
Oh, yeah.
This is something we were talking about earlier is opting in to receive text messages from the locals. So, you know, some of us are already getting emails. I think you mentioned you're getting an email, right?
So, correct.
If you want to stay up to date on stuff, and I would say probably a lot of people aren't getting emails. If you want to get a text, reach out to the local or the hall there and get on that list. It looks like you can cancel that anytime if you push stop if you're getting messages. But, you know, just we're going to talk here a little bit about the peer support. I know there's several on there that, especially the younger peer supporters, I noticed they want text messages and not email. So just something to keep in mind. Transamerica is going to be at the hall on Tuesday, like they are every Tuesday before meetings. So just be aware of that. Let's see what else we got here. Retiree luncheon. You're going to that, right?
I think so. Wife wants to go.
So that's going to be December 20th for our retirees, starting at 11 a.m., potluck dinner at noon. So looks like we got some barbecue and sides, beans, potato salad, so that'll be a fun time.
Yeah, it's always a fun time. Might be surprised who you see or don't see there. You never know.
Never know.
Kind of like going to union meeting. You never know who's going to be there.
Yeah. And I see we got Bill Evinger as the president.
I've been to 3 this year, and I haven't seen him yet. I think he's out working. I see his wife. We see his wife a lot.
So Bill's the president. Bill Benson, vice president. And treasurer is David Smotherman.
David's been there every month. So
I believe I work with his boys.
Really?
His boys or his nephews?
Don't know.
Because do you know, was he an old pneumatics guy?
I have no idea.
I think the Smothermans used to do. I worked with Don, which I believe was his uncle,
okay.
Fagan. But there's 2 Smothermans that work in the automation side. And back in the early 90s at Siemens, a lot of those, they had a lot of fitters that did all the pneumatics.
Well, I know my dad in the 60s when he was service manager at Temperature Engineering, I know he used to talk about a Smotherman. So I think. Don't know the lineage there, but I know there's a few of them.
Yeah, like I said, I know there's the 2 boys that are over there, but there were several of them that were there, like I said, doing pneumatics and stuff like that, and either they retired or it seemed like most of those pneumatic guys went into, may have gone into the office or something like that. So,
makes sense.
Anyway, a little stuff about the apprenticeship program, well test sessions. Be sure to get with Pete on that. Looks like they're doing a test. Or a test session on Saturday, February the 3rd. They got daily welding practice from 8 to 4. Again, get with Pete on that. Open house is going to be on the 9th of January from 9 to 6. So anybody wants to come out and check that out, it's a great opportunity to see what's changed at the training center. You never know who's going to show up. I think they've got quite a few apprentices lined up. You know, we'll have families come out to see what, you know, if somebody's coming through the apprenticeship program, what you know, what they're getting trained on. We got kids coming out of high school coming to look at it, as well as contractors coming to see what we're training guys on. So definitely a good time to come out. I think they'll have some lunch out here, as well as donuts in the morning and probably snacks or something like that in the afternoon. So you going to make it out for that?
I don't know. Just depends on what's going on.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, I think the mayor, I think it might have been last year, the mayor came out and
really
did a walk through the facility. So, like I said, I think if you haven't been back in a while and you got a chance, I think they're staying open until 6 to hopefully get some of those guys that are coming from work and like there may see something that you want to take a class on, which we'll get into here a little bit later on. And so with continued education, some of the classes that are coming up says January 15th, contact the training center, which is orbital welding. So that'll be in the north building, job site technologies, industrial rigging. Like I said, we got an OSHA 10 class coming up. We're going to be starting that class that week before. I think it's the 4th or 5th is when we start that OSHA 10 class, if you want to be in that. I would say we're probably going to start seeing some more contractors and maybe end users looking at getting updated OSHA 30s. Different locals are requiring guys to maybe in their CBAs to have a current OSHA 10 or OSHA 30 just so because things change. I think if you listen to the episode with Shiny, he talked about that, you know, over the last 20-plus years of doing this, things have changed. So,
well, I know some general contractors before I retired, some of their projects, one person of your crew had to have an OSHA 30.
Yeah.
For every crew, for every contractor. And it's like, wow.
No, and we've had some guys come in that want to get on the OSHA 30, but usually, you know, I think a lot of our members don't realize that it takes a little bit to put some of these classes together. And so get your name on the list. And you may not need it this year or the next 6 months, but at some point you're going to need it, and just get on the list and be prepared, because if you try to do it on the backside, like I said, you're either going to be waiting or you're going to have to do something else. So, but we've got, like I said, OSHA, got an ammonia level 1 class coming up, maglev, which is going to be the turbo core class, and condensing boilers, and then advanced electricity. So those are all some continued education classes that are coming up. So be sure to reach out to the training center if you got any questions on that.
Also, sometime, I think end of January, first of February, we're going to be doing a backflow recertification class. But I don't know the exact dates of that yet. So
yeah, and I do know that maglev, which is the turbo core, that's going to be the last 5 weeks of school. I don't have my calendar with me, but again, if that's something you want to get into, whether that's going to be a certification or an awareness class, I'm not for sure. I will tell you, last week in January, I think we talked about already, I'll be going in to get certified to be a trainer for that and teaching instructors how to do that. So I'll find out at that time if anybody that takes that class, if they can be OEM certified or if we got to do a general class before that. But that might be something as we start seeing more of those compressors coming up.
Sounds like an interesting class.
Yeah. Like I said, that thing's really grown. I think this last year we had almost 30 guys, which is almost too many to be in a class up at Ann Arbor when you're working around two compressors. I'm hoping we've got an opportunity here to bring in 3 or 4 more compressors to spread out, because ideally two guys working on those things, you know, a lot of it comes down to troubleshooting. So the biggest thing is being able to plug your laptop into it and go through some of the software and so forth for checking that stuff out.
Interesting.
So, peer support, we just kind of looked it up. The website has information on there, but be sure to check out the, if you got need some help, 816-533-3399 is the call line we've got for that. Holidays can be pretty stressful for a lot of people when you're dealing with people, family members, you know, a lot of stress. You would think with holidays it should be the funnest time, but I know I just got done with a family event, and I will tell you, they're getting better. Sometimes on some of those, you had to have a few drinks in you before you showed up, but they're definitely getting better.
Well, that's good. Or have one of those events where you have to stop and get a six-pack as soon as you walk out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so like I said, some of my family members used to drive me nuts, but we've kind of, I don't know, I guess it's part of also getting older. Yeah.
Mellowing.
Mellow out, and you learn to vent yourself a little bit before you just blow up. So,
yes.
But as we mentioned last time, the 8th, we've got a peer support follow-up. We'll be doing that. Hopefully, following that, we'll have some more information about a future for the session for the general public or the general membership. So we'll hopefully have that announced or maybe try to work some of those things out. So that's something coming up. And the one thing I will say, if there's a lot of resources out there. Craig, we were just talking about it. But if you go to the peer support page, Life Matters has a ton of information up there if you've got to go look at some stuff. And I probably should have pulled it up so we could be taking a look at it. But I went to go try to print some things off to have available for our class coming up and or session coming up. And I just couldn't believe how much information was on there. Everything from financial planning to there's actually a session I've signed up for a webinar on some things. There is so much stuff on there. But anyway, if somebody's looking for some resources for yourself or for your family, definitely check that out at Life Matters. Go to the peer support page. There'll be a tab on there. You put in the password and you'll have access to all that information. So,
good things.
But if not, you know, we're out there, 816-533-3399, and we'll help you out as best we can. So that is a lot we just ran through.
Yes.
Kind of did an extended break here as we wind up our day.
There's nobody left but us, I don't
think. We're probably going to be turning the lights off as we leave here. So, but again, thanks for sitting down and helping out with these break times.
Hey, not a problem. I enjoy it.
The other thing I was going to pull up, and maybe I'll have it for our next, actually the next episode is probably going to be running solo because it'll be during break here, but I don't know, we'll see. Maybe we actually are, and I'll let you know, we're going to sit down, anybody that's available, yourself as well, I think at 5 o'clock on that Monday, I'm sitting down with Robin and Nancy who are helping us with our peer support program, and we're actually going to record an episode, so that may be
cool.
The next one coming out. So if anybody wants to be part of that, you're more than welcome to. I'll have 4 mics set up for that session. And then, like I said, we're going to do that last session. And I'm hoping for anybody that cannot make it that I'm working on ways to record that PowerPoint that they're doing. Looking at a couple different things that we can do. But record that session, and then we can use Blackboard or UniFusion or something like that. So those that were unable to attend, they can at least get the information and be up to speed with what we went over.
There you go.
So with that, a lot of stuff we went over, but hope you guys are enjoying Fitter Talk. Be sure to go and click like if you haven't already so we can kind of keep track. And like I said, maybe next time I'll try to be a little more proactive and I'll maybe run down who is listening to Fitter Talk.
Good idea.
See who around the world, as well as what states are listening. So
so you can track that?
Yeah, I can track that. I can actually put it down and see what percentage of the downloads are coming from there. I get messages, I think, every other week on downloads and so forth, but I can actually go in there and figure out what countries are downloading. And
okay.
I can actually even find out if it's been on my website or if it's been on the an iPhone or what app they're using to download on.
Really? Okay.
So a little bit of Big Brother watching you.
There you go.
But still go ahead and click so I can keep tabs on you. But and the other thing, I've been kind of keeping the lid on this a little bit, but hopefully by the next couple weeks here, I'm working on a nonprofit foundation to help connect more people with need some mental health awareness and connect them with maybe some of their resources. So that's something else that's going to be coming up. One more thing to it's taking a little bit of time, but eventually we'll get there. So like I said, I think there's a lot of people that work in other, whether it's another trade or another local, that don't have a peer support program, but if we can kind of connect those dots, if you will, of resources that are in their area, as well as maybe provide some resources, help them out any way we can.
So with that, great idea.
I will sign off for this episode of Fitter Talk.
Tony! Mwah! Mwah! Love this guy!